Human Wala. So we'll be inshallah studying the ruku' number 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah. In the previous section, there was address to Bani Israel, to the children of Israel, and also through them, of course, the whole humanity is addressed, Muslims are addressed. But they are as an example of a community that received the divine message. And so this is a continuation of that. In the previous one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Ya Bani Israel, askuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum, wa awfu bi'ahdi, awfu bi'ahdikum. O children of Israel, remember my favor that I gave to you, and fulfill the covenant, the agreement that you made with me, and I will fulfill my covenant, my agreement. And now in this one, Allah is mentioning some of the special favors that Allah did to them. So among many communities, Bani Israel were the one who received many prophets. So Allah is mentioning that. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and I preferred you above all the worlds. And be conscious of a day when no one shall avail another. No intercession shall be accepted for anyone, nor shall compensation be taken on one's behalf, nor shall they be helped. And remember, we delivered you from the people of Pharaoh. They were subjecting you to severe punishment. They were slaughtering your sons and leaving alive your women folk. In that was an awful testing for you from your Lord. And remember, we divided the sea for you and saved you and drowned Pharaoh's people as you were watching, as you were looking on. So Bani Israel, children of Israel, and through them, of course, the believers were addressed. Bani Israel received the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many blessings Allah gave them. Ya Bani Israel, askuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. The Quran mentioned that in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah says, ja'ala fikum muluka wa ja'alakum anbiya, ja'ala fikum muluka. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many prophets among them and also gave them power, gave them authority. The word muluk is, when you can translate that as kings, but some people say if you have a house, if you have a ride, if you have wife, and if you have servant, you are a king. So that's plenty, that you have that. If you have one day's food, as the Prophet said, one of the hadith, if you have one day's food, you have nice place to rest, Allah has given you enough. Plenty you have it. So that is ja'alakum muluka. So you can say that. Muluk means big king, or muluk will be any person who has, alhamdulillah, sufficient to survive and to live. You're king. Ja'alakum muluka in that sense also. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Allah sent, gave them the book, Al-Kitab wal-Hikmah. And then also Razaqakum min at-tayyibat in Surah Al-Jasiyah mentioned that. So Allah said, "Uzkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum 'ala al-'alamin." And I preferred you above all the worlds. Above all the worlds means that there were many people around them who were big communities, groups, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent among them prophets of His prophets and messengers. But of course, tafdeel, understand that preference from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unconditional. When Allah gives somebody something, Allah wants that they should be more appreciating that, more thankful. Because every gift requires that your appreciation, your thankfulness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that people be thankful to Him and obedient to Him and follow His command. Otherwise, sometimes favors, the ni'mah becomes niqmah. The ni'mah is the favor becomes a curse, a problem, when people don't pay attention to that. And it's taken away from them, people also. So one has to be aware of that. إِنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ Allah gave you, أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ I gave you many ni'mas, many favors, many blessings, and preferred you over many others, so you should have behaved better than any other people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them of the day, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسِ شَيْئًا And be conscious of a day when no one shall avail another. Nobody can come and stand in the place and say, I will help you. Or I will do something in your behalf on that day. The day of judgment is the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other is, no intercession will be accepted for anyone. The shafa'ah is, yes, there will be shafa'ah, but with the permission of Allah. Otherwise, nobody has the authority to come and say, I'm going to speak on your behalf and I'll help you and I'll take you out from this problem. So no intercession will be accepted, nor shall compensation be taken on one's behalf. Nobody can pay and say that this penalty I'll pay for you. And nobody can be a accompanied and fight for you, nor shall they be helped. So all of these things, on the day of judgment, everybody is standing before Allah and giving the answer for God is his or her own life. So that's كُلُّهُمْ آتِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا Every person will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Nobody comes say that my parent can help me, my tribe can help me, my country can help me, my business can help me, all of this, you know. No one can help each other. So that one has to be conscious of that. اتَّقُوا يَوْمًا Fear that day. Or prepare yourself for that day. Seek protection for that, from the punishment of that day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that starts mentioning some of the favors that He did to them. Ni'mah mentioned there. And this ni'mah is throughout history. Many, many ni'mahs, many blessings and favors given. So He said, remember, we delivered you from the people of Pharaoh. So when Israel, Yusuf alayhi salam went there, and he had the authority and power, and then after that he brought his brothers from Palestine, and they came, his parents came, his brothers came, and they started living there in Egypt. And they multiplied, large number of the people. So for a long time, the rulers of Egypt, they recognized Yusuf alayhi salam, and they remembered Yusuf alayhi salam, and they used to treat them well. But then came others who forgot about that and considered them as foreigners, as people who are not originally Egyptian, as foreigners, and started mistreating them and actually enslaved them, make them slaves. So yasumunakum su'al azab, they were subjecting you to severest punishment, all kind of harsh labor they were involved. They were building pyramids, they were doing other projects they had, and they will put them on that. Cut the stones and carry the stones and do this and do that, all of this. So the hard labor and paying very little. And then the other did another thing, يُزَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ Because the Pharaoh got this, somebody gave him this prophecy, prediction, that someone from among the Bani Israel is going to rise up and will going to overthrow you and will destroy your kingdom. So he decided, made an edict that all the newborn, if they are male children, they should be killed. So go from home to home and find if there is a child born there, a baby born there, male or female. If it is a male, he should be killed. Yuzab bihuna, and slaughtering your boys. Wa yastahyuna nisaakum, and leaving your women folk. It's very interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yuzab bihuna abna'akum wa yastahyuna. Did not say yastahyuna banatakum, but say yastahyuna nisaakum. Because, to emphasize that, they're killing your own sons. They're killing your sons. And leaving daughters as well as women, go young or old, they're killing. And they were letting them go. Why? Because they were enslaving them. They were raping them. They were doing all kind of things. So they were using them. So this was the zillah. This was the disgrace. يَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. So يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ. Terrible thing is that their boys are being slaughtered. And there is another terrible thing is, another disgrace, that your women folk are abused. وَفِي ذَٰلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. And this was a severe test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because whatever happens, if you have difficulty, it is a test. If it is happiness, it is a test. So it was a terrible test. It was a terrible test. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own hikmah for that. وَفِي ذَٰلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. So if the bala was there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let this happen to them for some reason, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we saved you through Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam came, and he saw them in that kind of difficulty, and then after that he took them out from that land of Egypt, and they came towards the river, and the river parted sides, and the water was on both sides, and they passed through that, and Pharaoh and his army was destroyed. وَإِسْفَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ. So that is what happened. And remember that we divided the sea for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the trouble and the problem that was there was فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ. And remember, we divided the sea for you and saved you and drowned Pharaoh's people as you were looking on. So Pharaoh and his people, Ali Fir'aun, Al is translated very often for the children, for the family. But Al is not only children, Al is also the people, the followers of Fir'aun, Fir'aun's army. The army was not all of them her children, but it is mentioned that Ali Fir'aun means the people of Fir'aun. So we have here, but Israel were reminded of Allah's favors in general way in the previous section, and now they are reminded with specific examples. In the previous one, say, "An'amtu alaykum, wazkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum, wa awfu bi'ahdi, awfu bi'ahdikum." So general thing was mentioned. Now it is mentioned in a specific way. And as I said, I prefer you over all the world's means by sending prophets among you, as mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah and Surah Al-Jasiyah also. Because this is very important to have that. When you take some words in the Quran and see what is similar word are mentioned or not, then you see how they are explained. And that's what we call it, Tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an, explaining the Quran by the Quran. So Quran mentions something at one place, you can see is there a similar thing mentioned in another place? That is the explanation of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sometime mentioned briefly, sometime explained it. So Surah Al-Ma'idah, جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ بُلُوكَ وَجَعَلَكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ, and then Surah Al-Jasiyah mentioned that also. But it was not unconditional. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred them over the people of the world. Not they say, okay, you are preferred. You do whatever you want, you are still chosen people. So choice, the honor was given for a reason. Choice is not unconditional, choice is not forever. Do whatever you want, the choice is there. Nobody is chosen that way. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses the principles, the values, not necessarily families. And here also said the reminders. So there are many reminders. And that they are reminded that Allah can punish you if you misbehave. So he says, fear a day. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا. So فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, I preferred you over many people. And then he says, fear the day. That فَضَّلْتُكُمْ, yes, I preferred you. I gave you high position. Sent prophets among you. Gave you the book, scripture. Gave you wisdom. And gave you many things. But that is all for a reason. That is, you should behave and be example and present the message to others. Otherwise, fear the day. Be conscious of the day. And on that day, no soul can help another. No intercession against the will of Allah. Because, I mean, there is shafa'ah. But shafa'ah is by the permission of Allah. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who can do shafa'ah except by the permission? So there will be no permission. That's why there is no shafa'ah. No compensation will be taken. Nothing can be taken from them, and of course nobody will have anything at that time. On the day of judgment, who will have anything to give? And then no one will be there to help you. Your friends, your family, none of them. يَوْمَ يَنْفِرُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. A person will going to run away from his father, from his son, from his wife, from his family. Everybody will be busy with his own affair. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the greatest favors. Liberation from slavery in Egypt, forced labor, killing of the male children, humiliation, and awful test. Parting of the sea for Bani Israel. The sea, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam came with the people, and now there was sea in front of him, and army was coming from behind. And people were afraid, and they say, Inna al-mudrakoon. Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, we are caught. Where did you bring us? Here. And Musa alayhi salam also afraid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, the stick that we have given you, hit this the water with that stick. And he did that, and the water parted company. And the sea parted. And then they saw the road. And they walked over that road and went to the other side. Fir'aun and army came, and they thought maybe this is good for them too. They can do the same thing, walk. And as they came in the middle, water came back. Both sides came back. And the Fir'aun was drowned. At that time he said, I believe in the same God in which the Bani Israel believe. But then it was said, Alana qad asayta qabla. Now, before you denied, before you disbelieved, disobeyed, now you are saying it, it's not accepted later at this time. Because the test is over. And then further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the problems and then Allah's blessings and favors. وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And remember, we appointed 40 nights for Musa, and in his absence you took the calf for worship. And you were wrongdoers. Even then we did overlook this for you, so that you be grateful. And remember, we gave Musa the scripture and the criterion between right and wrong, so that you be guided aright. And remember, Musa said to his people, "My people, you have indeed wronged yourself by your worship of the calf. So turn in repentance to your Maker and slay yourself, that you be better for you. That will be better for you in the sight of your Maker." Then he turned towards you in forgiveness, for he is of returning most merciful. So Musa alayhi salam brought them out of Egypt, and they were in the wilderness of Sinai. In the area of Sina, in Sinai they were there, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salam, told Musa alayhi salam to come. So Musa alayhi salam leaves the people and appoints his brother Harun as his successor, that you take care of the people, and he goes to the Mount Tur. And he is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to come for 30 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salasina Layla. But Musa alayhi salam was so excited, he went 10 days early. It's not like us. When we are told to do something, we come late. Musa alayhi salam was early. Actually, 10 days early he arrived. So, Musa alayhi salam says, Ajiltu ilayka rabbi litorda. I came to you earlier, I came fast, so that you be more happy with me. and my people are there. So Musa alayhi salam was there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all right, since you came, now you have to spend 40. So you came, you were told, come, your appointment was for 30 days, but you came 10 days early, so complete. So tamma miqatu rabbi 40 layla. So now 40 days. So that's what is mentioned. وَإِذْوَعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً So we told Musa that you have to be there now for 40 nights. And why light nights are mentioned, not day? It was day also. Musa alayhi salam, I mean day and night both. But very often you just mention the night and means night and day. But night is specially mentioned because he was invited to come and do the ibadah and devotion. And nightly devotion is much better. When you get up at night during the night, then you have, your heart is more inclined. You are much more towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the nashiyat al-layl hiya ashaddu wata'a wa aqwa muqila. Getting up during the night and praying, it has a greater effect on the person. And one can speak better. So Musa alayhi salam is supposed to go and give da'wah to his own people and prepare them for a great mission. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to come and prepare. So 30 days, just like we do in Ramadan, 30 days, that was 30 days for Musa alayhi salam. But they became 40 because of his excitement and his desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all right, that period is extended now for you. So it is wa'adna Musa 40 layla. But what happened? Musa alayhi salam left Bani Israel with Harun alayhi salam, who was also a prophet, that you take care of them. But in his absence, they said, where is Musa? He's not here with us. So Samari, a man from among them, he collected some jewels, some gold from among them. And out of this gold he made a calf. A small figure of a calf. And he put it in such a way, he made it a little hollow, so that from which when the wind come blow, a voice will come. So he said, this is your God. And they were coming from Egypt, where they used to worship, the people of Egypt, they used to worship all kind of idols. So they saw that thing, so they said, all right, this is our God. So somebody told them, this is your God who brought you out of Egypt. Can you imagine, human being? They saw a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming out from slavery, from difficulty, and they saw what miracle took place. And they forgot all that and started worshipping the calf. and thinking it's a calf that is the one who saved us. So he told them, and he fooled them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, of course, here, because Allah want to mention his favor, so it says, summa afawna ankum, but later, of course, mentioned that they had to go through a tawbah. Summa afawna ankum ba'd dhalik. Then we did overlook this for you, we forgave you, so that you be thankful. I mean, the whole community should have been destroyed because of that. Because they were all somewhat involved in that calf worship and forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they became involved in shirk. A large number of people involved in shirk. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to mention his favor. So he says, ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَ عَنْكُمْ. And then we forgave you. This was a horrible thing that you did, but we overlooked that. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we still survived. وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ. And what is Musa alayhi salam was there for 40 nights. And what happened during that time? Allah gave him Kitab. Allah gave him Torah. So he received the book of Allah, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he received. And as it is mentioned in the Bible also, that he received the Ten Commandments. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala received, and Furqan. Furqan may be some other guidance that was given or understanding of the book. So atayna Musa al-kitab wal-furqan la'allakum tahtadun, so that you may be guided. The purpose of that is, but of course not everybody benefits from the book. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la'allakum tahtadun, so that you may be guided. Some will be guided and some will not be guided. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. So you receive the guidance from Allah. So Kitab is the Tawrat or the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Furqan is criteria by which people can judge between right and wrong. Or sometimes the Quran is also called Furqan. The Quran is only the message that was given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Torah is the message that was given to Musa alayhi salam. Injil is the message that was given to Isa alayhi salam. But there is the word Furqan. Furqan is used for the Quran also. And Furqan is used for Torah as well. وَأَتَيْنَا Musa al-kitab wal-furqan. And Allah subhanahu نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ لَيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. So Allah subhanahu ta'ala revealed the Furqan to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam as well. So Furqan is the name of that special guidance that came to Musa alayhi salam and that came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La'allakum tahtadun. And then Musa alayhi salam tells them, because they did this calf worship, so Musa alayhi salam told them that there is a way of repentance. You have to do the repentance for that. Remember, Musa said to his people, my people, you have indeed wronged yourselves. ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. When people do wrong, commit sin, commit shirk, they don't harm Allah, or they harm themselves. You did wrong to yourself. And this is a zulm. And in the shirk, ala zulmun azim, shirk is a zulm. But the first person, the person who receives the harm from that is the human being himself. So you did wrong to yourself by your worshipping of the calf. So turn to your Lord. فَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ بَارِيكُمْ. So now all of you have to repent. And this repentance has to be very sincere repentance. فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And you punish those people who were the leaders of this shirk and who were very much involved in shirk, promoting shirk. So they have to be punished. They have to be, the community, the society has to be purged by them, from them. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِيكُمْ. This is good for you according in the sight of your Lord, your Creator. فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And he will accept your repentance. تُوبُوا إِلَىٰ. And taba alaykum. Tubu ila barikum fataba alaykum. Taba ila means turning towards Allah. And taba ala means Allah accept the repentance. Innahu huwa tawwabur rahim. He is the one who receives the repentance and he is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when somebody sincerely repent and ask Allah's forgiveness, Allah accept the repentance. So, many transgressions, yet Allah's forgiveness. That is the main point that you will see that. In these verses, 251 to 112. 112 to 251, sorry. So this is what you have, that transgressions and repentance. Two, that means there is a colon that is missing here. Two, that is Surah number 2, verse 51 to 112. There are many transgressions and Allah's forgiveness. So in this ayah number 51, and also mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf 7, ayah number 142, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we did appoint for Musa 30 nights and added to them 10. So Musa alayhi salam was told to come for 30 nights, but they were added 10. Then completed 40 nights of his Lord's appointment. So this way is mentioned that 40 nights. And this is also mentioned, some of all these things, Musa alayhi salam's going and coming and all this. You find that in the book of Exodus, in the Bible, chapters 24 to 31, go into some more detail on that. So some Israelites began worshipping the calf. But the Bible says, na'udzubillah, that Harun alayhi salam made the calf for them. Harun was the prophet of Allah. Prophet don't do shirk. Prophet don't make idols. So this is, you'll find that in the Bible. Quran says that no, it was Samiri who did that. Samiri was one person who came from Egypt with him, and he is the one who had terrible way of doing that. So it is Samiri who made that, not Harun alayhi salam. And Al-Kitab al-Furqan, Atayna Musa al-Kitab al-Furqan, Kitab is Tawrat. Furqan could be another name of Tawrat, or could be other sign beside the book to distinguish between the truth and falsehood. Allah mentioned two, Al-Kitab al-Furqan. So either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Kitab and then explained it with Furqan. The Kitab is al-Furqan. So the book of Allah helps the human being, the followers, to distinguish between haq and batil, between the truth and falsehood. So one of the name of Torah could be Furqan. Or Furqan is something else, another, the way of understanding and the way of this capacity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the human being, that they differentiate between the haq and batil, between the truth and falsehood. So the Bible says that Musa alayhi salam commanded that all the leaders who were involved in the calf worship should be killed. Uqtulu anfusakum. What is the meaning of that? Uqtulu anfusakum. Kill your own people from their own group. They have to kill from their own family members or others. They have to kill them. That was at that time the command. So this is not something that Islam says that you do that, but this is something that existed at that time. So you have it in the Bible, in the book of Exodus. It says, and he said to them, that Musa alayhi salam said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword on his side and go to and fro from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. So that's what happened for those who did the shirk. And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. So it said that the 3,000 people were slain, and 3,000 people were killed. Now, Quran does not go into all these details, what happened, we don't know. So that's why we cannot say it happened or it did not happen. But this is according to the Bible. So those people who were involved in the making idol and worshipping someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of them were punished, some of them were executed. Or some people say this is more not literally it happened, it is more in the sense of separation and all those things, Allahu alam. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَىٰ لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّىٰ نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَىٰ كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. And remember you said, O Musa, we shall never believe in you until we see Allah openly. But the thunderbolt caught you as you were looking on. Then we raised you up after your death so that you be grateful. And we spread out the cloud to shade you and send down to you manna and quails. Eat some of the good things we have provided for you. They did not harm us, but it was themselves that they were harming. So Musa alayhi salam came to them and he said he was in the mountain and Allah spoke to him. And they said, we will not believe you until we see God himself. You say Musa came, Musa, God spoke to you and gave you this book. Where is God? So he'll not believe you unless we see. Hatta nara Allah jahratan. Openly, everybody, God come out and show himself to everybody and then we'll believe you. So they were saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a thunder. And the big thunder came and they fell down. So they were all unconscious. And then after that, Allah says, you could have died at that time. Everybody would have finished because they have made this kind of challenge to Musa alayhi salam. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ. After your being unconscious, we raised you up. So you woke up. And لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that. In the previous one also mentioned that, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you be thankful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did this big mistake, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And not only that, but now they are moving in the wilderness. And they were in the wilderness for almost 40 years. يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. So in the wilderness of Sinai, they were for 40 years. And there was no home, there was no shelter, there was nothing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a cloud during the daytime to save them from the heat. A cloud was shared with them. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ. So they were moving around, there was a cloud over them. And then there was, where from they will get the food? It's the dry area, desert. Where they will get the food? وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. So we have give them man is something that at the morning time they will find some kind of dew that is there on the ground, and they will collect it and they will make a bread out of that. So that and then there were birds, salwa is a bird, quail, and they will take it and then roast it and then they eat the bread and the nice meat that they were there. So nutritious food that were there, and that's what provided for them without any effort. Did nothing to get the bread, but they had something to eat. And then also the meat was there. وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ. So you had a ghamam, you have a cloud over you, and then you also had food and something, man. Some people say it was something sweet. Of course, nowadays they have a special sweet. They call it man. So it's وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. And we send down manna and quails for you. Eat some of the good things we have provided for you. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. So eat that beautiful thing, the good things that we provided for you. And وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. By their disobedience, one after another, transgression one after another, they were really not doing wrong to us, but they were doing wrong to their own selves. They could have progressed much more, they could have done much more and received much more, but collapsing and going backward and all of these things are happening there. So it's all of these things happening. This is because وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Everybody look at that. How many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. What a blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. But we go backward. Huh? We do not take full advantage of that. We do not come to full obedience. Otherwise you progress more and more. The Ummah look at ourselves also. How many favors we have. But then many things that make us go back. And that's why we do wrong to ourselves. So وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. So some among the Israelites challenged Musa alayhi salam that they would not believe him unless they see God speaking to him. And there were thousands of Israelites were in the desert of Sinai, and God saved them from its heat by providing them the shade of cloud. And manna and salwa, you will find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 16. And the Lord said to Musa, and I have heard the murmuring of the people of Israel. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. And in the evening quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay around about the camp. And when the dew had gone up, this was on the face of the wilderness, a fine flake-like thing, fine as hoar frost on the ground. And when the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" And they did not know what it was. And Musa said to them, "It is the bread which the Lord has given to you to eat." So that you can get some more details from that. There was bread and there were quails for them. So a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. And remember, we said, enter this town and eat of its abundant food as you wish, but enter the gate as in prostration. We shall forgive you your faults and give you even more to those who act kindly. But the transgressors changed the world from that which had been given to them. So we sent on them, transgressors, a blight down from heaven, for they were committing violations repeatedly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, during this experience of wilderness, they are a qariya, a town. This qariya has been explained by different ways. Some people say it was, some of them entered Jerusalem all the way. Some say that no, Jerusalem was not. They were, during the time Musa alayhi salam, they were not able to come to Jerusalem. Well, it came later after Musa alayhi salam passed away. But there were maybe some other qariya. They went there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go to the qariya, go to this village, and you eat the food that is there. And there will be plenty of food, you can enjoy that. And you enter the gate of that village in humbleness, sujjada, in humbleness. And say hitta. Hitta is the word explained by a commentator, means that is turning to you, Allah. seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ. So we'll forgive you your mistakes, your shortcomings, and all of these things that you have been doing. We forgive that. وَسَنَذِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who are good, we'll give them more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive and give more and bless you and reward you. Then some of them, بَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ. They were told to say hitta, and they said something else. Some people say instead of hitta, they say hinta. Hinta is food, and that is wheat and barley and all of these things. They started more about food rather than seeking Allah's forgiveness. So they say hitta. And فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء. So those who were the wrongdoers, they were punished because they were transgressing repeatedly. So they were, some of them were there at that time, they were punished. So rijz is a special punishment that comes, severe punishment that comes from heaven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is here again saying that, look at that, what happened. And this happened in your own history and the history of a people. So everybody has to understand that how much favors are there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the denial that comes. So the town, name of the town is not given. There are several opinions. Some say it was near Jericho, probably Shittim. Israelis entered that town in the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So Jericho, as you know, if you have visited Palestine area, it's called Ariha in Jericho, which is not too far from Jerusalem, or the place maybe Shittim, and enter the gate. It could be the gate of the town, or that would be near, that would mean enter with humility. Or the gate of the sanctuary, that would mean the be thankful to God. So that whether it was the gate of the town or the gate of some place of worship, you enter that humbly. That means you go to the mosque and you enter the mosque in a humble way, you enter that. So sujjada does not mean necessarily prostrating, sometimes it means humbly, bowing your head. Hitta, probably it means that is da'wana hitta, du'auna hitta. Our du'a is hitta, or prayer that we pray to you that you remove our sins. Hatta yahuttu means to remove something. So our prayer is that you remove our sins, forgive us. And they change the word and their meaning. A blight came down. أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَىٰ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Blight came to them. A punishment came to them from heaven. Bible says that Bani Israel committed many crimes and sins in that town. So they were struck by plague that killed about 24,000 men among them. So a blight came, means blight means some kind of a epidemic, some kind of a virus that spread among the people and killed a large number of them. That may Allah save us from that. So it said that while Israel dwelt in Shittim, the people began to play the harlot with the daughters of Moab. So some other family tribes were living there and they started committing sins. These invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. And so Israel yoked themselves to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, take all the chiefs of the people and hang them in the sun before the Lord, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. And went after the men of Israel into the inner room and pierced both of them, and the men of Israel and the women through her body, and the plague was stayed from the people of Israel. Nevertheless, those that died by the plague, 24,000. So that's in the book of Number. So Allahu Alam, that's how it is mentioned that this is the way the punishment came. So again, you can see that history of blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, consequences of denial and disobedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us also understand that if people will disobey and disregard the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what can happen? And Ben Israel there in Medina, Jewish people who were Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and they were denying him, so they were told also, you know your history. Each one of you know that. They used to read that. Why is mentioned all this? Because, I mean, this is something even today, you'll find that the people read it. In their festivals, they sit down and read this. In their temples, in their synagogues, they read that. So those who are observers, they read all this. So this was not something that they did not know. They knew that. But then the lessons were drawn from them. That how much we should learn from that. And then do not ignore the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. Any questions? We have a few minutes. Yes.
So if Firaun, before he drowned, he basically became a believer, but it was too late.
Yeah, Firaun is that, you know, is the title of the ruler. His name, what was his own personal name, is not given in the Quran. So this is the name that comes because the title of the ruler. Yeah. So, but Firaun did not believe. This is the one who was the at the time of Musa alayhi salam. He refused to believe, and actually he was very stubborn. And Musa alayhi salam, and he claimed himself that he was God. Ana rabbukum al-a'la. So he said, I am the Lord. When Musa alayhi salam came, said that Allah, the Lord of the world, has sent me. He said, who are this Lord of the world? He said, I am the Lord of the world. So he used to believe that way.
But then he understood his weakness when he was...
But then he drowned, and then he realized that he is not the Lord. So then he recognized his mistake. Ji,
what was the virus for Firaun? It was a mosquito or the coronavirus?
Firaun, so one of his wife that is mentioned, she became the believer. Firaun's wife, yeah, she became the believer. Asiya, the name given by that. She became the believer and she prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Najjani min Firaun wa amali. Oh Allah, save me Firaun from his behavior, from his bad things. So she did not agree with his policies. His policy was to do injustice and to kill the people and do all kind of things they were doing, and he did not accept Musa alayhi salam. So she left him.
But in his bed, suppose when Firaun was feeling pain and his servants used to hit with the shoes on the head and then he get relief.
There are all kind of stories. I mean, strict to that which is mentioned in the Quran. Yes.
Yeah.